What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
On the Boss Man Show with Coach John Perry, a Navy midshipman here, Patriot League, the new head coach, took over for Coach Trichelis here, who retired. Coach Perry, going to talk to you this morning. How you doing today in Annapolis, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the opportunity to be with you today.
And Coach, I'm going to ask you, man, how cool is it for you, man, to lead this program, a very special program in the Naval Academy, and what's it meant to our nation over the years, and just knowing that you're building young men is really going to help our country going forward after they leave you playing on the court for you.
Yeah, it is it's a dream come true for me. I've spent 12 years here at the United States Naval Academy. And when I first took the coaching job here, I needed the Naval Academy more than the Naval Academy needed me. And it's helped me grow as a husband, as a father, as a basketball coach, so much. And I'm forever grateful for Coach Trichelis giving me the opportunity to be here. And it is a special place, to your point. You know, what we do on the basketball court goes far beyond shape and developing them as future officers. It's something our staff takes really, really seriously. And it's something that, you know, is really valuable for our future and our country.
100%, Coach. And so speaking of that, how do you recruit a young man to really know if he really is really the right fit for Naval Academy? Because totally different kind of ambiance up there, and what you have to go through for is the training off the court, the military stuff, and you have to find the right kid that really wants to be a part of that. So how do you go about kind of vetting see if a young man really is truly the right fit for the Naval Academy?
Yeah, great question. You know, it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to talk to families and young people from all over the country. You know, and we have the resources to be able to do that. And it's a lot of conversations, not only with just the prospect, more so with who knows the prospect and who the prospect is talking to. Because we're looking for smart, tough, unselfish, and dependable people. Studs, I call them. Smart, tough, unselfish, and dependable. Those are some characteristics that I think just translate over to being a future officer in the United States Navy or the Marine Corps. And to be able to figure those things out about a young fella, it's a lot of conversations with other people in their lives, whether it be their high school coach, maybe an English professor, teacher, a math teacher, someone that was a youth sport coach that actually coached this young guy, has been with him for a while, a trainer, AAU coach, the principal at the high school, someone that they've helped out with community service. So there's a lot of conversations and a lot of vetting that goes on during the recruiting process for us.
And Coach Perry, has with this whole portal and the NIL, and has that changed how you have to recruit a young man now, even at the Naval Academy, or is still you kind of in your own kind of box where you do it your way based on the circumstances of the Naval Academy, what's it about, or you kind of had to mix in a little bit of that as well?
Great question. And things haven't changed for us, which is wonderful. We're not involved with NIL. Our players do get paid by the government monthly. And their pay increases as they go through their academic career here, whether they're with us for 5 years and go to our prep school, or whether they're, just 4 year guys. But we don't have to get involved with that stuff. So it's nice to be able to kind of stay consistent with how we recruit, what our process looks like, getting to know them, getting them to campus, spending some time with them, introducing them to the military, introducing them to the academic rigors here. We are ranked the number one public school in the country. So that alone is a huge step up from a young guy, going to a really good high school and just coming to school here, and trying to earn a degree. And then also, speaking with them about the athletics and how their athletic experience develops them as future officers.
100%. And coach, I believe this wholeheartedly from being a son of a coach and just playing sports. Playing sports really changed who I am today, molded me, taught me these life lessons I needed to learn about life. But I learned them in the athletic field, on the football field, basketball court. And just talk about that piece, like you said, preparing for being an officer a little bit more. Expand on that for me, coach, because I feel like playing sports really does help a young man develop. Find his way in the world, and how to be a man in this tough world that we live in.
Yeah, there's a lot of lessons we can learn, right? You and I could probably have a conversation just about this for hours. I think nothing forces us to improve more than strong competition
Yes,
in life.
sir.
And as young guys, some people want to seek out that strong competition. Some people don't want to seek out that competition. And we want the guys that want to seek it out. We want the guys that are curious, that never stop learning. They're always working to be better, and they understand that anything that involves helping the team win is important. Those are all in. They're good teammates. They're all in guys. We want guys that are really hardworking. We want guys that are super disciplined and understand what it means to be disciplined and how hard it is to continually work on your self-discipline as a man throughout life, right? I don't know if you can hear, but we got the Blue Angels buzzing over us right
Oh, yeah, I definitely hear it.
now. So yeah, they start their show at 2 o'clock, but right now they're doing their checkpoints. So it's kind of crazy to see these guys and what they can do. You talk about elite and discipline. They have unbelievable discipline with what they're doing and a steady hand and trust. They actually trust each other. But I think they also understand, that it's important to do your job, and everybody's got a role. So I think all those things kind of come into play, that are things that are important of officers, but in basketball players, and we want, again, we're looking for smart, tough, unselfish, dependable people, that you can count on. Because you and I, as husbands, as fathers, as co-workers, with people that we work with, we need to be smart. We need to be tough. We need to be unselfish. We need to be dependable. I think those are all attributes, that are going to lead to future success.
And you know what's something you say is so important that my father put in me as a coach is to master your role. Whatever your role is, be a master of your role. And then once you master that role, then you can worry about your next role if it expands to something else. So he was our success players, master your role, whatever it is, master that. If it's to defend, if it's to rebound, shoot corner threes, hustle, it just inject energy to the team. Just master your role. And I think that's what helped me in my life too, coach, as a man in my 40s now, getting a little older. It's like that mastering the role, whatever the role is now. Like now my role is to be a mentor, a dad, a father figure, a brother. So like you said, coach, just mastering that role. And I think my dad started me with that day one. It's helping me today as I get older.
What a great, what a great life lesson. And that's something that he probably told you a long time ago when you were just a young guy and growing up, and you're still trying to master that role now. And our roles change every day, right? Our roles change, and we all have, my dad would say, you got to find your niche in life. And when you're on a team, you got to find your niche too a little bit. And I think to your point is there's a lot of things that impact winning. We carry a larger roster here because we can. Everyone at the United States Naval Academy is on a full scholarship. Our roster right now, we have 28 guys. It is super competitive. If you don't like strong competition, don't come to Navy, because every day you got to bring it. But I love it because every day I have to bring it, and I've got to bring my best. I got to do my job just like the players have to do their job. And we're all bought into one, we're all united and bought into one vision and one goal, and that's to get back to the NCAA tournament, something that hasn't been done in 28 years at Navy.
No doubt. And you know what, coach? Your league, the Patriot League, is a tough league, up and down. It's been tough. I tell you, I know Matt Langel and those guys have won for years, but people can get that's like the standard of the Patriots. Get trying to catch Colgate and Matt Langel, man. But that league you got from top to bottom, man, is tough. And like you said, coach, getting back to that big dance is definitely what you want to do. Let's talk about how people really don't know about the Patriot League the way I do and watch it. But it's really tough night to night. I'm glad your game is on CBS Sports Network so people can see what you guys are about.
I mean, it's a great league. Coach Langle's done a great job at Colgate, and Dr. Brett Reed's been at Lehigh for a number of years and has done a great job. And he coached CJ McCollum back in the day, and Tim Kempton. I mean, he's had some big time players. Joe Jones does a great job at Ballston. Dave Paulson's back in the league at Holy Cross. Those guys are buzzing the tower again. It's like Maverick and Goose out here. But it's a really strong league. Dwayne Simpkins did a great job coming in the league last year and last 2 years, and helping American get to the NCAA tournament. So it's a wonderful, wonderful coaches at all these institutions. And it's a very competitive, a lot of guys that are high academic guys that are getting great educations, which is most important, but they can also put the ball in the basket and play some basketball too.
100% coaches. I'm an example. I'm using my degree right now. I'm a business administration translation major, minor in entrepreneurship, doing it right now. So I'm using my degree and I'm an entrepreneur. I own my own show. Been going 14 years, doing my own thing. So I think the Tennessee State Business School helped me get to where I am today.
That's outstanding. Congratulations on that. What's been the real challenge for you just getting started with running this show?
Man, just trying to open the door, getting the door open, because when you're independent and don't have a corporate backing, they look at you as less than. So you have to really overly sell yourself and really prove what you're about and who you're about. Because I had a team ask me about who's your director, who's your editor. I said, I don't have that. I'm everything. I just buy airtime. You know, I don't have a director or a boss. I just buy the airtime to play the show on. It's still advertising. So the team had to understand, like, I don't fit in that box of editor, manager. No, I'm my own thing. Just give me opportunity and allow me to cover the team, and you'll see what I'm about. But that's been a challenge. It's still a challenge to this day, coach, to be honest with you, because some teams don't want to do it because I don't have a corporate backer behind me, per se.
Well, you're doing a good job. Sounds like you've been doing it well. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it and learn, stay curious and learn through it. It's all about relationships. Having a good attitude is so important, right? It makes anything possible if you have a good attitude. I've got a saying, hunt the good, that I use with the guys all the time, and just people know me. And it's just I'm always looking for the best in everything
Yes,
and
sir.
trying to expect the best and just keep going forward. And everything that happens to us, I really believe happens to us for a reason. It's all part of a bigger plan. And we just got to try to hunt the good through it all and learn from it. I mean, failure is the greatest teacher. If we're not failing, we're probably not growing as people. And so, you keep doing your thing. I'm super happy for you.
Yeah, coach, it's been a fun ride. You know what, coach? I love the fact that I'm able to, it's on me whether my family eats or not. I love that responsibility. I know it sounds weird sometimes, but I love having that burden to know that, hey, the harder I work, the interviews I do, the advertising deals I sign, and things of that nature takes care of me and my family and make sure they're good. And I love knowing that just do my passion, taking care of my family.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
And coach, I'm gonna ask this coach for you, coach. When did you know in your heart you want to get into coaching and kind of pour into young men, and this is your calling, to really help young men and really give them the game of basketball, but also the game of life as well?
It's been I'm 46. I'll be 47 in August. It's been a process. Throughout my life, that God has just kept putting me in positions around the game and introducing me to people because of that orange ball, that have given me wonderful, wonderful opportunities. You mentioned opening the door earlier, and that basketball has opened a lot of doors for me, and it's helped me kind of figure out who I am and what I believe in, what I stand for. And I just want to do that for others. When I was a young guy, my dad was involved with Marshall University's basketball program. I mean, I'm a little kid, 5, 6, 7 years old. He was there. Now that was close. That's right over top. I bet you never had an interview going on with the Blue Angels buzzing
Never, never.
I had to look out the window at that one. And that was close too. I felt that one. So my dad was the director of student athlete program there, right? And so what does that mean? Well, he was doing the study halls and making sure academically they were doing what they needed to do and being prepared for class, but he was teaching them about being men. And I can remember him teaching them how to balance a checkbook. Nobody balances a checkbook anymore, but this was back in like 1984, 85, 86, 87, right? And people were balancing checkbooks. Just teaching these guys all these different life skills, and I'm doing my homework right next to these college basketball players and being a ball boy and wiping up sweat in games and in practices and traveling on a bus or taking a charter flight, being in a locker room before a game, after a game as a young guy, was just a behind the scenes experience that I don't know if a lot of people got to do that. So I was introduced to college basketball and what it was all about, not just watching a game and five guys on the court trying to work together to score and do that and stop the other team, but everything else that went into the program. And ultimately, it's all about helping guys grow as men and get a degree and use basketball as much as they can to educate themselves to be able to go provide for their families. And having that experience, I think, just started the fire, and it just kept burning. And when you go through high school, you start to have a dream of going to play college basketball. And I wasn't a great basketball player, but tried to pride myself on being a really good teammate and playing really hard. And had the opportunity, Coach DeChellis gave me the opportunity to come to East Tennessee State and walk on and try to earn a spot. And I probably should have went Division III and been a pretty good basketball player at that level. But I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go try to do this thing at the highest level. So I did it. And learned a lot about myself, and it was great to be away from home, 5 or 5 hours, 6 hours away from where I grew up, and had to meet all new people and experience all new things on my life in my life, and really got to learn what it was like to be a good teammate down there at East Tennessee State, and started to learn about the game, and had a couple injuries with my knee. Didn't think I was ever going to play again, and Coach D gave me the opportunity to be a student assistant and really poured into me and was one of those people in my life. You know, when you get to certain, and it there's people in our lives that come in that instill belief in us, and I think those are powerful moments in our lives. And at that time, you know, I was ready to go home. I was giving up on basketball. I'd had torn ACLs, and I was just done with it. And he was like, "You know what? You need to stick this out. You need to get an education. I think you can really help this team, and I think you could be a really good coach one day." And you know, so he poured into me and gave me some belief. And for a year and a half, while I was rehabbing my knee, I just started coaching. And you know, he was involving me in staff meetings and in games, and asking me in games, "Hey, what should we run? What do you think?" And it was allowing me to coach the guys a little bit. And that's where I really started to fall in love with actually thinking about being a coach. And from there, it was, you know, it's kind of rest is history. I played my senior year, which was great. I was super blessed to be able to actually get back out on the court, play a little bit. And then he helped me get a graduate assistantship. And then I went to Penn State and worked for him for a number of years there. And then went to Qu Quincy University and worked for a great guy named Marty Bell out there, who gave me a lot of responsibility, and let me learn a lot. And then I've been here at Navy for 12 years, and it's just keeps getting better and better every year. You know, and I've college basketball is crazy, right? It's a different profession in that not everybody takes the same path. You can do it a lot of different ways. What I'm most grateful for is I've held every role in on a college basketball staff. And I think that is so important, because I think one of the big things in our program and a standard is our attention to detail is so important. And there's so many things that impact winning. And I've been a player, I've been a student assistant slash manager, I've been a GA, I've been a video guy, I've been a director of ops, I've been an assistant coach, I've been an associate head coach, and now I've got an opportunity to be a head coach, which is unbelievable. I still can't kind of wrap my head around it. But I think there's just value in all those steps. And through all that, I've learned about myself a lot, and learned about you know, things that I think are really important to do now, being able to run my own program.
100%. Coach Perry, I hope to have you on the show many more times, man, while you're the head coach here. And I hope to see you soon when I'm up there in DC, Maryland area. Going up there, got to go up there pretty often. So I have a family in that area. So I hope to see you real soon, come to a game. And hopefully, you'll play a bye game down south. Maybe I can see you there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity. Anytime you're up this way, please reach out. Army Navy basketball, once in a lifetime. It's a bucket list. You got to come to an Army Navy basketball game. It doesn't get any better than that.
100%, Coach. I'll do that, Coach. I'm gonna get your number offline, Coach, once we stop hitting record here.
Okay. Sounds good.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.